This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where we take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean from the left seat. The rumor mill has been running hot for weeks, and today it stopped spinning. Philippine Airlines walked onto the tarmac at Farnborough and confirmed what a lot of people in the industry already suspected. They're buying the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. According to reporting from Airtime out of the Farnborough International Airshow, the flag carrier of the Philippines has firmed up an order for the widebody, ending the speculation with a signature. Here's what you need to know before we go deeper. This is not a small announcement, and it's not just an airline story. Stick with me, because the ripple from a deal like this reaches all the way down to the kind of flying most of us do on a Saturday morning. But first, let me tell you who's keeping the lights on today. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Go take a look. All right, let's get into it. Farnborough is one of the two big global air shows where the airliner business gets done. Paris in the odd years, Farnborough in the even ones. When you see manufacturers and airlines making announcements this week, that's the stage they're standing on. It's part trade show, part negotiating table, part theater. And the headline act is almost always the order book. So Philippine Airlines confirming the Dreamliner order at that venue is a deliberate move. You announce at Farnborough when you want the industry watching? Now, the aircraft itself. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner is a twin-engine, long-range widebody. What made it different when it arrived was the construction. The fuselage is built largely from carbon fiber composite, rather than traditional aluminum. That matters because composite doesn't fatigue the same way metal does, and it lets Boeing pressurize the cabin to a lower cabin altitude. On most airliners, you're sitting at a cabin altitude around 8,000 feet. The Dreamliner brings that down closer to 6,000. It also runs higher humidity in the cabin. Why do I mention that? Because every one of you listening understands hypoxia and dehydration. You know what altitude does to the human body? Boeing engineered that airplane to keep passengers feeling better on a 14-hour leg, and they did it with the same physiological principles you brief before every high-altitude flight. The airliner world and the general aviation world are speaking the same language. It's just a matter of scale. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. The interesting part isn't that an airline bought an airplane. Airlines buy airplanes. The interesting part is what this particular order signals about where the wide-body market is heading and what that means for you. Let's talk about that. Philippine Airlines flies a lot of long, thin routes. Think Trans-Pacific service, connecting Manila to points across North America and a heavy load of workers traveling internationally. Those routes reward an airplane that can fly far, carry a reasonable number of passengers, and burn as little fuel as possible doing it. The Dreamliner was purpose-built for exactly that mission. Long range, right size capacity, efficient engines, it's not about cramming the maximum number of seats onto a short hop. It's about connecting two distant cities directly and doing it economically. That's a trend worth understanding. For years, the industry chased ever larger aircraft. The idea being you funnel everyone through big hub airports on giant jets. The Dreamliner helped flip that thinking, point to point. Fly people directly between smaller city pairs instead of forcing a connection through a mega hub. When an airline like Philippine Airlines commits more airframes to that model, it's a vote for where they think the money is. This affects you if you fly anywhere near a major international gateway. More wide-body long-haul traffic means busier terminal airspace, more arrivals sequencing in from oceanic routes, and controllers managing a heavier mix. If your home field shares a metroplex with a big international airport, the flow you get vectored into is shaped by decisions made at shows like Farnborough. The order book today becomes the traffic pattern in a few years. Let me widen the lens for a moment because there's context here you should have. Boeing has been through a rough stretch. That's not opinion. That's the public record. Production slowdowns, heavy scrutiny from the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, and a long climb to rebuild confidence with airlines and regulators alike. Against that backdrop, every firm order carries extra weight. It's a customer standing up in front of the whole industry and saying, "We're betting on this airplane and we're betting on this manufacturer." A confirmed Dreamliner order from an established flag carrier is exactly the kind of vote of confidence Boeing has been working to earn back. I want to be careful here and flag this next part as my read, not reported fact. When I look at a widebody order landing at Farnborough right now, I read it as a signal that the widebody recovery is real. The narrowbody market, your single-aisle workhorses, came roaring back after the pandemic first. Widebodies lagged because long-haul international travel took longer to rebuild. Orders like this one suggest the long-haul side has found its feet again. That's my interpretation. Watch the rest of the week's announcements and see if the pattern holds. Now, what should you actually do with any of this? For most of us, honestly, nothing operationally changes tomorrow morning. You're not going to file differently because Manila bought Dreamliners. But there's a bigger point, and it's the reason I run this show. The health of the airline and manufacturing side of aviation is not separate from your flying, it's the same ecosystem. The engineers who figure out how to bring a cabin altitude down on a wide body are the same talent pool that eventually trickles innovation down to the airplanes we fly. The training pipelines the airlines feed are full of pilots who started exactly where a lot of you are right now, in a trainer, doing pattern work. When the airline business is ordering airplanes and planning for growth, that pipeline stays open, and the whole industry that supports general aviation, the shops, the avionics makers, the fuel networks, stays healthier for it. An airplane order is a jobs announcement. It's a training announcement. It's a supply chain announcement. It touches mechanics, dispatchers, gate agents, and yes, the next generation of pilots. When you hear a carrier confirm a widebody deal, hear all of that underneath it. There's one more thread worth pulling. The Dreamliner is a composite airplane, and composite construction is quietly showing up all over general aviation too. Look at a lot of modern single-engine designs, and you'll find carbon fiber and composite structures that borrow directly from the lessons the big airframers learned building airplanes like the 787. The technology doesn't stay at the top, it works its way down. What proves out on a Dreamliner today informs the light airplane you might be flying a decade from now. So when Philippine Airlines confirms this order, I don't just see a press release, I see the direction of travel for the whole enterprise we all belong to. That's the story out of Farnborough today. Philippine Airlines speculation confirmed, Dreamliners on the order book, and a widebody market that looks like it's back on its feet. My thanks to the team at AeroTime for the reporting from the show floor. If you want the rest of the day's headlines and past episodes, they're waiting for you at RadioHangar.com. The rumor's settled, the ink is dry, and somewhere in a training airplane this morning, one of the pilots who'll eventually fly one of those Dreamliners is shooting touch and goes, not knowing it yet. That's the part I love. This is Tower wishing you tailwinds. I'll see you on the next one.